Go to phoenixfm.com and listen to online guest interviews. Check the events for your area and listen to great radio online.
I think there's nothing better on a Thursday afternoon than the White Stripes of the Seven Nation Army. I'd actually like to see a Seven Nation Army in this heat. Who'd want to wear uniforms and march up and down in this weather? I'd want to go to the seaside and sit with my feet up. I don't know who else would want to do that. Oh, maybe Samantha Harvey would. I don't know. I'll ask her. On the phone right now, Samantha Harvey, how are you?
Hi, I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Fine and dandy. Sitting in an aircon studio, which is wonderful for me. Would you want to go to the beach on a day like this?
We quickly popped to Mersey. I haven't been to Mersey in years.
Oh, me neither.
Near Colchester, and it was very busy. Everyone was social distancing on the beach, to be fair, but we just quickly popped there, sat there for a minute, and then came back. So, yeah.
Do you know what I've been doing? I've been sitting in the garden every morning for about 45 minutes, not even, 45 minutes, nearly an hour, and just having a cup of tea, catching up on Facebook and emails and watching the dog run around the garden like a loony.
That's a good way to start your day, isn't it?
And do you know what? I look like I've been away for 2 weeks. I really do. I've been doing it for like every morning practically when we've had great sunny weather. And people are going, oh, you've got a nice tan. Where you been?
I've been painting the fence, you see, and I got a good tan, but it's all peeling off. My skin just doesn't take to it. It's so annoying. I've got my dad's pale skin.
Oh, well, you should use a different paint if it's peeling off.
Yeah, I shouldn't be painting it on myself. Maybe that's what I'm going wrong.
I did that a few weeks ago. We painted the one side of the garden fence. We only got halfway along because it's quite a thick paint and a heavy job. And I ended up with a burnt back.
Yeah, so, that's what I've got. That's why it's peeling off.
Do you know what? Are you a picker? Are you a picker?
I can't reach it really I definitely would peel it off. Yeah.
It's great, isn't it? I do that all the time when I'm hoping when I have a suntan and it fades or you get burnt a bit and you think, is it going to peel? Am I going to sit there picking this peel in? my girlfriend called me weird.
This conversation.
it's a little chat, really, isn't it? We're just catching up, getting to know each other. Now, welcome back to Phoenix FM because I think we've interviewed you before when you did is it the Rise Festival?
Yes, correct, yeah.
Yeah, that was a couple of years ago now, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was amazing that day. I felt so lucky to be there. It was beautiful. It was really hot as well, like this.
You've got the thing about a festival is it brings people out into the sun. They want to be entertained. They're loving whatever music they give to them, whatever genre it is. And you're on that stage looking at these people, looking at you, thinking, yeah, this is better than anything.
I was really scared. I was so nervous, thinking, oh, I don't know if anyone's going to be in this tent. And then it was absolutely rammed. So I was so lucky.
Well, you're a very talented young lady. You should.
You
should have people come and listen to you. So we're talking your new single, which is Hard to Get.
Yep.
The single's not hard to get. It's easy to get, but it's called Hard to Get. Now, who thought of that? Now, that's clever, isn't it?
Yeah, I hope it isn't hard to get. Otherwise, it's misapplied.
Now, it came out June the 5th, I've been told.
Yes. Correct.
Which I'm a little bit upset with you for that.
Why?
Because it should have come out on June the 4th.
Your birthday?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, sorry, I couldn't quite do it. You've got to be on a Friday on Spotify and that, so...
Yeah, of course.
The birthday, you should have been born a day later.
Oh, maybe next year. Maybe next year you release at least one on June the 4th.
All right. I'll make a note.
It's a great song. I've been listening to it and I've got it on the system. We're going to hear it on the show in a minute. And you've got a brilliant guy producing it. He's got a very good pedigree, this chap, hasn't he?
Yes, he's very, very good. Yeah, he's top dog. He is.
John Newman, Ella Henderson and Lucas Graham. That's there's some big names there. That's really good.
Yeah, he's done very well. That's what I thought. Come on, do a bit for me, and he did, so that's great. We wrote it together, so yeah, he's amazing.
Wonderful. And you were quite hands-on with it, were you?
Yeah, I came up with a concept because the whole thing's about me and my partner and our relationship of how we met, and it goes into quite a lot of depth on that about our first date and stuff like that. So it was my concept and idea, and then I had another writer in there with me, Caitlin, and then Dahiro wrote it with us and produced it. So Yeah,
brilliant.
It was written in one day, which is quite impressive.
Wow. I'm going to be honest with you. I listened to the song, and being a vocalist myself, I do like to make a point of listening to lyrics, but it's got such a banging tune. I didn't listen to the lyrics. I listened to them, but I didn't listen to them. And then I read the press release, and it said what it was about. And I've listened over and over again now, and I've got it now. It's all there. It's all in place. So it's one of those songs you've got to listen to more than once, because you first get it, you get hooked by the music and your lovely voice, and then you've just got to get a bit deeper into it, and then get the lyrics out of it. And it's absolutely superb. It's great.
Oh, thank you. Doing catchy ones, you know, where it's stuck in your head for the rest of the day and you're like, oh, I'll get out of my head.
Samantha,
and apparently this is one of them, so.
Samantha Harvey, earworm queen. Is that what you want to be?
That's it, yeah, but I don't want it to get to the point where people start hating me because my songs can't get out of their head.
No, they wouldn't hate you. They'll just always remember you. Or for that song that was hard to get out of your head. Yeah.
Yes. Oh, true. Yeah, good. You should be the slogan person for these songs.
I should be writing them for you, shouldn't I?
You should. Yeah. Next one.
I'll have a word with the PR company. I'll have a word with the PR company. Don't worry about that. No, I'm quite well. So, have you got an album coming out? Have you got any thoughts of an album, or is it just singles at the moment?
I'd love to release an EP, and hopefully I will be able to. We were looking to tour at the end of this year in October, but obviously because of the lockdown and bits and bobs, it's a bit risky to think that we're going to get that many people in at one venue at a time. So I think we're going to move it to the beginning of next year and hope that can go ahead.
Oh, good.
So I want to get lots of new songs out so that I've got lots of new material to go out and tour on the road with. So fingers crossed, we're working on it.
You love a live set.
I love it. It's my favourite. It's what I live for is live performances.
There's nothing better than a buzz from an audience, is it? Oh, especially when you are singing along and you stop and they carry on singing.
Yeah, especially to your own songs. I know I do a lot of covers, so obviously people know those, but when it's my own songs and you've written them and then people are singing it back to you, it hits you quite hard, actually. You think, wow, people actually do listen to my songs, so that's good.
Well, that's great. Now, I can see you've supported Craig David. How long was that tour? 7 days? Badumch. No, sorry, I really couldn't resist that. Craig David and Rita Ora. What were they? Were they really big arenas, or were they outdoors, or what were those?
They
kind
were like
of groups?
Outdoors in big cricket grounds, so they often just get booked to go and do their own headline.
Yeah.
Yeah, at big cricket places, football places, just big old stadiums. There's probably like, I don't know how many people are there.
Could be a good couple of, yeah, a good couple of thousand minimum, isn't it?
Yeah. So they're quite big, and they were really good fun, and I got to meet Craig. I didn't get to meet Rita, but I got to meet Craig a few times, and he's really sweet. He's such a nice person, really down to earth, as he comes across.
He seems he's encouraging to new up-and-coming singers.
Yeah, and I feel like he just appreciates everything that happens to him, so every gig he just feels blessed and lucky. You can just tell that he's such a nice person.
Oh, nice. That's nice when you work with someone like that. It's good.
Yeah.
It's good. And what about Nick Jonas? What was he like?
I didn't get to meet him either. You know, you get to support all these people, but then they're getting ready backstage when you're on stage, and then as I was coming off stage, he was coming on, because I was the main support, so I could see him walking on stage. I think he waved at me, but you don't, unless you really hunt them down like a stalker and stand there to talk to them, which I find a bit cringe, so I don't do that. But I did with Craig David, because he was just walking past. But Nick Jonas, I didn't get a chance to. So it sounds like, wow, you've met Nick. And then you're like, no, I just sung on stage before he came on.
So there's no after-gig party then? There's no, like...
No, not on that one. Well, actually, we did. Me and my management went out and found a bar afterwards and had a few drinks, because in Florida, it was on the news that night, and we didn't realise. So I'd been filmed performing, and it went on the news in Florida. So we were sat in a bar, and it came up on a massive TV screen of me on stage, and I was like, "Whoa!"
Awesome.
So that was a bit surreal.
So that got your own tour, did it? Something like that.
That got me on tour.
No, that got your own tour.
Basically, after I'd done that, we then announced a tour, and we did an amazing tour a couple of years ago now that sold out. Some of the shows sold out within 24 hours. And it's just so surreal to think, obviously I have people that follow me on social media, but when they're actually buying tickets and they turn up to see you and they're singing along and they queue up afterwards to meet you and meet and greet, it's pretty spectacular, really.
That is when you know you've done it. I mean, you can have like 12 million likes.
Exactly.
It's easy to push a button on Facebook, but if somebody, you know, that pushed that like button actually puts their hands in their pocket, buys a ticket and comes and sees you, then you know you're worth, this job is worth me doing for just you, not the people to press the buttons, because they anyone can press. You can pay for people to press buttons these days, let's face it.
Yeah, you can buy followers,
But it's when they actually come to the gig, that is amazing. I've seen it so many times with performers and bands. People go, oh, we love this person, we like this person, we follow them on Facebook, but do you follow them in the real world? Do you go and see them? We don't get time, and they make up excuses, but when it happens and they're there, the world is your oyster. It's wonderful.
Yeah, exactly. Wonderful. And I recognise lots of them as well, which is so lovely, from just talking to them and interacting with them on social media. When they turn up and I see them, I'm like, oh, John, it's you, or, you know, oh, Lisa, it's you. But yeah, it's really nice. It's such a nice experience, and I feel like I need to do one soon. Obviously, I do weddings as well occasionally, so I do wedding appearances, and I've had so many of them cancelled because of lockdown, so I'm just gagging now to go out and do a live performance somewhere.
Yeah, I know. I know exactly how you feel. I'm in the business myself, and it's getting out there and ready to do weddings and stuff.
Yeah.
Last year I did a wedding. Lamar turned up.
Oh wow! I supported him as well. Actually, he's another guy that's really lovely. He used to come to my gigs in London. He's so supportive. Did you speak to him?
Oh yeah, yeah. What a lovely.
He's lovely.
Well, I worked with him in Romford about 10 years ago. I think called Romfest, maybe a little bit longer. And I met him then, and I met him again at this wedding. And he's such a lovely chap. Really nice guy. And he's got plenty of time for the punters. He's got plenty of time for you. This is how I think you have to be as a performer. You have to appreciate your audience. You have to just be on their level.
And it gets round as well, the way you treat people as well.
That's it. That is it. Yeah. And that is why you're doing so well, because I can tell you're a lovely person. You've got a great personality.
Oh, thank you. You've
got a great voice. And
I'm horrible off air. I'm really nasty. I'm like, get me on the interview now.
Well, I'm going to let you go so you can start to cool down a bit.
Yeah, my aircon is off right now in my car, so I'm starting to melt.
Okay. Well, I'm going to let you put your aircon on and drive off and cool down a bit. And I'm going to play your tune for the listeners now, which is Hard to Get. Good luck with the single.
Thank you so much.
Hope it soars. And if you've got an EP or anything else happening, and you can get over to Brentwood at some point. Love to have you in the studio. Maybe do a live one. Bring a guitarist. Do you play guitar? Do you play an instrument?
Oh, I wish I did, but no, I'd have to bring someone with me, but that's fine, I can sort that out.
Well, we have the facilities, so bring a guitarist and come and do something live on Drive Time. That'd be brilliant.
All right, we'll do that for sure.
Lovely. Samantha, is it Sam or Samantha?
Oh, whatever you like, Sam's fine.
Okay, Sam, have a wonderful day. Have a great weekend.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Pleasure. Stay safe and don't get burnt again.
Yeah, I'll try not to. I'll cover up.
You take care. Ta-ta.
You too. Take care. Thank
Bye.
You.
Bye. I want you to be hard to get. I want you to be. I want you to be. I miss the train last night. See if you come and pick me up. You pick me up. I couldn't help but feel a little disappointed by your loyalty. Yeah, it's messed up. Baby, don't you know we could have more fun if I don't get what I want. So pay attention, because we could play this game in a different way. Don't wanna feel like I've won. I want you to be hard to get. Nothing good comes for free. Can't you pretend you're hard to get? I want you to be, I want you to be. Cause every day I wake up my bones for everything I've ever wanted. That's why every time I'm ringing your phone, kinda hoping you're too busy. I want hard to get. I want you to be, I want you to be. A little remember our first date and how I felt.
thought you stood me up, stood me up. Ooh, half an hour late, I've been waiting outside in the rain for you. Ooh, baby, don't you know we could have more fun if I don't get what I want. Don't wanna feel like the worst. I want you to be hard to get. Nothing good comes for free. Can't you pretend you're hard to get? I want you to be, I want you to be. Cause everything runs in my bones, but everything I've ever wanted, that's why every time I'm ringing your phone, kinda hoping you're too busy. I want hard to get, I want you to be, I want you to be. You to be hard to get.